A narcissist does not worship the God that you and I worship. They create a personal version of God, which in reality is nothing but an extension of their false self. And in their personal religion, this God, which is a fragment of their delusion, serves only one purpose, and that is to enable their false ego. They do not love or fear their version of God. Their relationship with Him is quite hypocritical because they use the concept of God and religion against those people they are traumatizing and abusing. But at the same time, they do not apply any of that to themselves. Also, they see this God as the ultimate enabler of their actions, which is why whenever they curse someone, whenever they use religion against someone, they are determined in being just, in thinking that what they are saying about God, what they're asking God to do, is what is going to happen. That is why I said the God they worship is not the one that most people worship. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today's episode is all about learning a narcissist's relationship with God. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more about the dynamics, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let me lay the foundation of this episode by saying a narcissist doesn't have any relationship with God, period. Why? Because they do not worship God. They are hypocrites. They do not form attachments. They have God complex. How would they worship anybody? It is all about using God as an object they transfer that entitlement and grandiosity on, which makes that a fragment of their own false self, as I was describing it earlier. So in other words, a narcissist worships him or herself. That's why they go crazy about idealizing it and weaponizing it, but at the same time, act quite diabolically. They think of God as a supreme being that only takes their side, that is just, but for only one person. And who is that? The narcissist. They may have all the evidence proving they're wrong, or they are committing a sin, or they are going against God. But this version of their God or the religion they have created in their head will always support their narrative no matter what. The biggest hypocritical thing about this entire thing is that they will use concepts of religion against you. For example, if it is a narcissistic parent and you're their child, they'll use religion. They'll use verses from a scripture and say, you are expected to serve your parents and be obedient. But at the same time, they will lie. They will cheat. They will abuse and traumatize people. They will manipulate. They will do things that are clearly against God and religion. And if asked, what about these actions? Aren't they bad? Wouldn't you be displeasing God by performing these actions? No, the narcissist will always have a justification somehow. And quite crazily, they will justify it using religion or God as a shield. For example, the narcissistic parent may withhold finances, withhold money if you depend on them. And then if asked, why are you doing it? Oh, this child of mine is being irreligious and they are not following God and they are committing sins and this, that, and the other. So God commands me to teach him or her a lesson. They become the incarnated will of God whenever they mean to punish you but get away with it through religion. They will become the God they believe in and speak with authority, command respect, demand compliance, and then use religion, use scriptures, use verses, old sayings, whatever will support their narrative. They will terrify you. They will create a sense of deep obligation towards them. They will guilt you, all for one purpose, and that's not to serve God or to be afraid of him, but to serve the narcissist's ego. They weaponize these concepts. They use heavy verses, but at the same time, they forget that they are also obligated towards you. It's a one-way street for them. They do not have to reciprocate at all because their version of God, their personal God, does not want them to do so. Only you have been created to serve them because their God says so. They weaponize religious indoctrination right from an early age. They keep repeating the same things over and over to you so that you become fully compliant. They leave no room or space in your brain to think differently than how they want you to think about God, religion, and them in relationship to all of this. To give you more specific examples and help you understand the various manifestations of this relationship in different types of narcissism, I'll start with talking about my mother, who's a covert vulnerable narcissist. She pretends to be a God-fearing woman most of the time, and she is the biggest martyr you will ever meet. So in her personal religion, this God is a personal object that also enables that image. So according to her, the God she worships is the one who accepts that persona, the one she always trusts in and thinks that God is always there to support her and punish those who have done her wrong. But never does she ever consider or ask, what does this God of hers think about those people whom she have wronged? When things do not go her way, she will invoke upon this God and start cursing people and say stuff like, God will do my bidding, God will serve the justice, God this and God that. Sometimes it may be overt, other times maybe covert, but she'll always step into that God mode and use that divine force against you. But what happens when the God does not fulfill their wishes, or in better words, their commands? We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's first talk about the manifestation of this kind of relationship in overt narcissism. My father is an overt narcissist, and as much as I know and have observed him, in his mind, this God is a man figure sitting on a throne, quite strict, unempathetic, cold, a projection, and listens to him, fulfills every command of his. It's almost like a projection of his father figure onto him, and he is terrified of what he could do to him, but only selectively. I can very vividly remember him sitting on his prayer mat and putting his hands in air like this and praying for the destruction of his enemies, quite loudly and quite specifically for the destruction of their children, for, I mean, everything, the worst you can ever imagine. This is what he used to do, or still does, when praying. And this is the narcissist's prayer. And it truly felt like he was having an episode of psychosis, because the God he was praying to was in front of him. And the expectation was, now that he has uttered those words, anytime, all of it may come true and things may start happening. To a narcissist, nothing is perfect. So how could they perceive this God as all-knowing, omnipotent, all-perfect? It's impossible, isn't it? So their relationship with God is fake, as I said, but it also goes through stages of idealization, devaluation. This discard cannot happen because God is the ultimate force to be used. When the narcissist idealizes it, it's for some kind of benefit. There is some kind of transaction. It's being used against you, and so on. And when they wish all these bad things for you, when they curse you, they expect God to fulfill them. But when they do not get fulfilled, they internally devalue the God, hate it, the divine force. I have seen my mother expressing that hatred, but most of the time it stays suppressed. Or that hatred gets displaced on somebody else, since God is an extension or a manifestation of their false self. Therefore, it's infallible, it cannot make any mistakes, and they blame something else. Another example of this devaluation can be given this way. I remember my mother heavily gaslighting using God. How? So she used to say something extremely painful, hurtful, something that would trigger chaos. But then later, when held accountable, she would deny it completely and quite intensely. How so? by weaponizing God. She would say things like, may God destroy my life, take away everything that I have, if I ever said that. May God destroy my family. I mean, all those things one could never ever say and wish for, she used to say them. And then that would leave you bamboozled, dumbfounded, because then you think maybe she is right. She probably never said it, because if she had said this, she would have never wished for these things. That proves they do not love or fear God. Because if you truly love somebody, you cannot betray them like this or weaponize them or their name like this. They are not afraid of God because they think they are God. Lying in the name of God, cursing in the name of God, and denying in the name of God are, in my sight, in my opinion, some of the major sins a true seeker, a true believer would never commit. They don't believe in any God, because had she believed there was a God, she would have never lied. Or the other possibility is, she thinks her God would never harm her because, as I said, he is the ultimate enabler, the friend who would always take her side. In short, narcissists use God or religion to dominate and rule the world. They use God as a personal concept. They create their own personal religion that has no true connection with the real religion. Their God is their personal object, and they transfer all their grandiosity, entitlement onto it. It's like all enabling parent they never had. So they are not in touch with reality in any way. They weaponize God to get things the way they want them. They weaponize God to punish you, to guilt trip you, to terrify you, to create a sense of obligation. They weaponize God to lie, to cheat on others. That's the only thing they do. So for all of those who have been with religious narcissists, this is news for you. They never knew God for you. In my humble opinion, God that I believe in is just, is merciful, is kind, compassionate about everything. And he would not want you to suffer in the name of anything. He would not want you to tolerate disrespect, abuse. He would not want you to let them control you like anything. In my opinion, all he, it, or that wants for you is freedom and the belief in yourself. Because in my eyes, God is nothing but the highest manifestation of love. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I wish you a very happy new year in advance. Take good care of yourself. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.